Well, I am Juliette Frommel, your host from now until 11 o'clock here on Kaleidoscope on WISO. And I'm very, very happy to welcome our first guest back into the studio, on this show. It's been so long that the last time they were here with me, we were actually across the street in the old building, but they are back with us. We are very, very happy to have them here and very happy that they're going to be doing a very special show Friday night at Clifton Opera House to help benefit WYSO. We'll tell you all about that, how to go, and all that good stuff. But first, we're going to hear some live music from Blue Moon Soup.
It feels so good to know that you are coming home. I've spent my waking hours wondering what I did wrong. My mind, it starts to break. I can't think when you are near. Don't for the third time disappear. For the third time in my life, I have let you in again. I'm tired of the stress, the strife. Another chapter must begin. This time I know things will be different. This time I know things have changed. Coming home. Forget about the time spent. Forget about the time spent. Coming home again. Coming home again. Coming home again. Coming home. Another man, I saw you walk with him down the street holding hands. I want to end it all, but I know it's just not right. You disappear into the night. For the third time in my life, you have let me down again. The deja vu, the stress, the strife. When will this book come to an end? It feels so good to know when I get home that you'll be gone. I finally let you go. I finally know you're in the wrong. This sense of peace is rather strange. I know my heart would welcome change. Only a vision lingers on. Coming home, forget about the time spent, forget about the time spent. Coming home again, coming home again, coming home again. Thank you. coming home. Things have changed. Going home. Forget about the time spent. Forget about the time spent. Coming home again. Coming home again. Coming home again. Coming home.
Blue Moon Soup, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Robbie, Brendan, Justin, and John in the house. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us, Juliet.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a little while. Robbie, you and I talked earlier this year, but it's been a while since we've had the whole gang in the house. And you guys have really had kind of just this upward trajectory, especially as of late, between local gigs and touring and things like that. Give us a little snapshot of what the band's been up to over the past year.
Well, I think the last time we were here was probably 2011, before we released our first album. Since then, we've gotten a new guitar player and released another album and done a ton of touring, Colorado and back, hitting all the states in between, or quite a few of them anyway, and recently back from Alabama. Lots of playing, and we have recorded one album. We got another in the works. All the songs you're going to hear tonight are actually unreleased, so...
Very nice. Broadcast debut. when we talked earlier, Robbie, we were talking about kind of travels and coming home and how that influences the writing process. And I know you guys took a little break from touring as of recently and then got back out on the road. How has all of that influenced your writing? You said you've got a release in the works. Are you still writing songs for that, or are those ready and you're on to the next three?
Well, I think we're definitely still in the process of writing. We've got a good handful down, but not quite ready to record. We're certainly getting there. We didn't take much time off. A month didn't really feel like too long, and we're right back on the road. So, Justin got his maternity leave 1 month.
Ah, gotcha. Got a new young fan.
It's true.
What is the writing process like between the four of you? It seems like such a collaborative thing with the harmonies and all of the strings working together. Does one person generally take the lead, or do you guys just kind of work on things at practice? How does it all come about?
Normally someone brings a song, you know, to the table. And it's usually, you know, whoever wrote it will bring it to the table and we'll work it out and kind of work on arranging it ourselves, and it'll take its own shape from there, you know, just from us playing with each other and messing up and fixing parts and rewriting other parts.
It often starts from just small ideas, or, you know, definitely far from complete when it's brought to the table, but with four minds, we can do so much.
And with four voices, I have to say, it having harmonies like that can be tricky. Did it take a lot of time to sort of develop being able to put your voices together in that way, or did you find that once you started working at it, it came very naturally?
I think it was somewhat natural, but it definitely sounds a lot better now than
it clicked at a certain point.
Yeah.
We don't have to put too much work into harmonies anymore. Everyone kind of has their realm, and they seem to fall into place. I mean, we probably base a lot of our harmonies, you know, off of the bluegrass style, or at least that's where we got started doing the harmonies, but it's pretty natural now.
So everybody kind of, when you're working something out, kind of locks into to where they fit on the on the scale, so to speak.
For the most part, we sat down in front of a piano a couple times and just kind of laid out the chords that, you know, we should be singing. And after we did it a few times, I don't know, we just haven't had to do it again, really.
Yeah. That was when you first joined the band, so maybe we were trying to get your voice tuned in, and it certainly helped.
You mentioned that, you know, the harmonies sort of come out of that bluegrass tradition. Did all of you guys come up listening to bluegrass, or at least, you know, more folk acoustic-based music, or was that something that you came upon later in life?
Well, I speak for myself. My parents definitely. My dad listened to bluegrass, and my mom listened to a lot of Scottish traditional stuff, so definitely folksy, you know, as well as other influences. But
yeah, I mean, I definitely did too. I think my parents
were into a lot of folksy stuff, and like Crosby, Stills and Nash, and
yeah,
you know, people of that nature. I didn't really have any much bluegrass influence until, I don't know, in my 20s. I started to like Bela Fleck and Olden in the Way and David Grisman and some of these more jazzy bluegrass artists, and kind of worked my way in from that angle, I guess.
What about you?
Yeah, Robbie made me do it.
Peer pressure into acoustic music.
It's the good peer pressure.
Well, I'd love to hear another one. I know this is kind of two songs back to back combined into one. Can you tell us a little bit about it before you play it?
Sure. The first song is a song that I brought to the table called Annie Up, and you know, it's just about a girl and an adventure.
All right.
And then it goes into a Brendan's song.
Yeah, it goes into a song called Why My Lady, and you know, it's about not letting the small things, you know, bring you down too much.
Let's take a listen. This is Blue Moon Soup live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Annie up now, your time is at hand. Getting old ain't what makes you a man. Sure, anyone can take your money, but do not give up your soul. I know you think you've had too much, you're thinking too much for sure. You cannot escape sorrow. Tomorrow is the day you'll never know. And all her worries fell away and she forgot about the place where we are now. Shoulders and she looked in the sky. And all the sunset shone a mirror of light. Shone down regret so hard and heavy she hung. But the life that lie below was not the life that she had learned. Stand up and face your sorrow. Tomorrow is the place we got to go. And all her worries came to face as she fell back to the place. We'll be right back.
me away, take me back to me. Tell me why should little raindrops turn into a raging storm?
Live in the WYSO studios here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3. Now, you guys are going to be playing this Friday night at Clifton Opera House along with Changeling. And that concert is going to benefit WYSO in part and Clifton Opera House in part. But this is kind of part of a bigger sort of, I don't know if you want to call it a philosophy or a mission of the band to give back along the way.
Certainly. Well, we haven't gotten where we are by ourselves. There's always been a lot of charity from, you know, people donating their time and efforts and, you know, money, you know, to make things possible. And, yeah, we definitely like to give back. Yellow Springs is, you know, a place we've all spent a lot of time for one reason or another. And, you know, YSO we've always listened to. And, you know, drive by the Clifton Opera House. It's, you know, such a cool building. And it's great to be able to, you know, keep that kind of history going and alive.
And the band you're playing with is Changeling, which I know some YSO listeners are probably familiar with. They've been on Cindy Funk's show, The Dear Green Place. But for those who might be unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Deborah actually, it's a husband and wife duet, and fiddle and guitar. And Deborah actually taught me how to play Irish fiddle about maybe, I'd say, 3 or 4 years ago. She was my Irish teacher. So we haven't really kept much touch, you know, since then, but we're looking forward to getting back together, and hopefully we'll do a nice Irish collaboration with them at the end of the show, and should be a good night. Definitely, we touch on some of the Irish stuff, so it'll be nice to hear some more of that influence. You know, it's a rarity for us to get to hear that kind of music, you know, besides stuff we listen to. But
to get to share a stage with that sort of thing. That is happening Friday night. It's at Clifton Opera House. Things are going to get started around 7 o'clock. Changeling is going to be opening up the show, and Blue Moon Soup will be headlining. It is a family-friendly evening of music, great for dancing and bopping along to some really great stringed instruments. And proceeds from that show will benefit WYSO and the Clifton Opera House, a really great historic venue right down the road from where we are here in Yellow Springs. And what does the rest of the summer look like for you guys? Big things on the horizon. I know eventually you're going to be getting into the studio to work on the album, but staying out on the road or sticking pretty close to home?
Well, I think we've wrapped up our major tours for the next couple months. We're going to probably stick around and do lots of festivals and stuff. We're pretty much booked all weekends we have available. I know we're taking some personal vacations, but yeah, we've certainly got a full calendar, you know, in some cases doing 3 shows in a weekend. I know we're doing that at least, you know, once or twice. We're veterans at doing that, certainly leaving a show and, you know, driving 5 hours and playing another set, or 5 hours or more. In some cases, 16, 17, and still being late.
It's got to make it easier when you don't have drums, though.
Totally.
Yeah. Sure does.
We're blessed to have minimal setup.
And as far as recording the album and getting that out there, are you hoping to get that done by the end of the year, or just kind of see how things go?
That's the idea. We definitely, we'd like to see it get done about the same time our last one did, I guess.
Cool.
If which was September.
It's a lot of hustle.
Yeah, yeah. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and upcoming shows and releases, where's the best place for them to connect with you online?
Well, BlueMoonSoupMusic.com is definitely a good source for Blue Moon Soup news and stuff like that. Obviously, if you're Facebook savvy, that's really, you know, the site we use the most. You know, we can connect with people easily and put out, you know, a lot of good information. And our BlueMoonSoup.bandcamp.com is the source for music. You can stream and download a ton of our music, stream our whole catalog for free, and download most of it for free as well, except for 2 albums, so the studio ones.
Not too bad, not too bad. You can connect with them. We've got all of their links up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Information there as well about this Friday night's show. It's at Clifton Opera House. Things get started around 7 o'clock. Changeling and Blue Moon Soup will be performing. Proceeds from that show benefit WISO as well as the Clifton Opera House. Bring the family, bring the kids. Have a great night of music. But before you do that, listen to some more great music here on the radio. Can we hear one more, you guys?
Sure. This is going to be one from each of us. So.
Y'all should hear. It came to me last night so clear. Thorough with a ballpoint pen. Spiral notebook with my friend. or the sting of a drum. Highest high, lowest low. Hear the word and you want to speak. Your voice is shaking and weak.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out this Friday night at Clifton Opera House. They'll be joined on stage by Changeling. Things get started around 7 o'clock. Proceeds for that show benefit WYSO as well as the Clifton Opera House. All the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, and don't be strangers.
We won't.
Check them out. Blue Moon Soup, Friday night at Clifton Opera House, joined on stage by Changeling. Details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio about the show and the band. Go there and connect. We've got more live music coming up later in the show. Stick around. Lots more to come here on WYSO.